8:49, just about 10 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock. As we continue with Your Town, here's Lori Robb.
And welcome back. Our phone number here is 541-585-3542. My guest this morning, Chuck Arnold. And challenging economic times brings certain things that are coming to downtown spilling over from the challenging economic times. Explain what you mean by that.
Well, you know, what we have to remember is that downtown Bend is, even though it is our small town and our little downtown, it's only four square blocks, it is the most urbanized area for about 100 miles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is going to be an urban zone, and your urbanized areas are going to have challenges. One of the challenges we have is really dealing with behaviors of some folks that are facing these economic times right now and really on the edge and having a tough time. So we're talking more than, as you and I talked about during the break, more than just folks that are hanging out after school, kids that just want to be boisterous and troublemaking. We still have those too, but we're really talking about behavior issues related to homelessness, drug use, mental health issues, a variety of things. And one of the distinctions that we're working on is really working to address behavior issues and not address saying there are certain people that we don't like the way they look. We're staying away from that. And it's really important to say, what's the behavior issue that we have a problem with in our community? And addressing that and saying we don't want that is really what we're trying to focus on.
Because people are down and out right now, and they may look a certain way, but what we're saying is just because somebody looks a certain way, you don't call the police, but if they act a certain way, that's when certain measures are taken, right?
And I think that's the important distinction, because sometimes, you know, there's only a few steps away where some of us could be in a challenging situation where we might end up looking a certain way if some of our safety nets were to fall away. And I think that's an important distinction for people to understand about dealing with behavior issues and what's acceptable and what isn't.
We talked recently about a campaign. It's called Say No to Panhandling. How is that going? What is the latest?
So we're working with the City of Bend and Bend PD. And, you know, what we're trying to do is focus people that need the social safety net, that need the social services, and really making sure that while it feels really good to give somebody that dollar that looks like they're in real trouble and they've got a sign, really the better way is to direct them into social services, the Bend Community Center, the local churches, other places that are providing meals and social services and things that can help them. Handing them a dollar, you don't really know where that dollar goes. And I think a lot of people understand this and know this, but we need to be reminded that that dollar can be fueling a drug habit. It can be fueling alcoholism. It can be fueling a lot of things that while you think it's going for food or for housing, you're really better off contributing into the social service world instead of giving that dollar. So Say No to Panhandling really helps getting people understanding that no, panhandling is not the way, that we have to really work within the infrastructure and the professionals that manage this issue.
And besides adults, I guess you're also seeing a lot of teens that are struggling and they're ending up in downtown in some cases.
You know, a lot of times they'll just make really bad choices. I had a couple, a boyfriend, girlfriend, and they went and got a dog because they thought getting a dog, they could maybe sell it. And so they got a dog that they got donated from somebody. And now it turns out the shelters won't take them because they have a dog. So now they're sleeping in dumpsters, and they were sleeping in a cardboard dumpster and got dumped into a garbage truck and were banging on the walls of the garbage truck to not get, I mean, just horrible choices that end up in bad scenarios. And these folks have not caused any trouble downtown, but they are just, they're in a hapless situation and in a cycle. And giving them a dollar or setting them into a panhandling situation is not going to solve it. So it's really about breaking that cycle and dealing with each individual and dealing with, again, you know, behaviors.
That is very shocking that people are having to sleep in garbage dumpsters on occasion.
Yeah.
But you do see it.
Yeah, we do see it. Yeah.